The redevelopment of a former school into apartments, an effort to control invasive plants, and a feasibility study on building a bike and skate park are among 15 projects being recommended for funding by a citizens committee in Springfield, Massachusetts. The Springfield Community Preservation Committee chose the projects to receive a total of $1.5 million. The funds come from a surcharge on property taxes that voters approved in 2016. To qualify for funding, projects must involve historic preservation, creating and saving open space, and community housing. The recommendations are being reviewed by the City Council. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bob McCarroll, Chairman of the Community Preservation Committee.
The committee feels very good about the cross-section, and we're pleased that if you see a map on it, they're really spotted across the city, and that's one of the goals that we have, is to make sure that there's adequate geographic distribution of projects.
What are some of the highlights of this year's round that you're recommending to the City Council? What are some of the projects?
Well, there are, as usual, a variety of recreation projects. We are recommending $250,000 to go to the improvements that are being planned at Duggan Park, which is going to be a refurbished park behind Duggan Junior High School. Repairs to the Thompson Triangle Fountain, rebuilding the gazebo that got destroyed some years ago in the Forest Park Aquatic Gardens, putting in a walking path around Marshall Roy Field, doing a study on possible locations and then designing a bike skate park in the city, studying Indian Orchard water bodies to see how their recreational use, you know, their water-based recreational use can be improved. We're recommending $250,000 for the conversion of the former Elias Brookings School to affordable housing. We're recommending $200,000 for a trial homeowner rehabilitation program of historic houses in the McKnight Local Historic District. Money to help the George Walter Vincent Smith do window and masonry repair. Some work that will be done to, or the continuation of the invasive plant eradication program, which is trying to get rid of Japanese knotweed from parks and conservation areas, a study of North Riverfront Park, including the boathouse, as to expanding recreational uses there. A study looking at the Spanish-American War monument as to what's needed to preserve it, and several others.
And so it runs the gamut with open space and recreation, historic preservation, and housing, the three criteria, or the three areas, I should say, where Community Preservation Act money can be spent.
There is one housing project, and the rest is split between historic and recreation/open space projects.
So the next step in this now is the City Council is going to review the recommendations in committee, and then it'll be back before the council for a vote. We would expect probably either later this month or next month.
Correct. Yes.
And in terms of going forward now, when do you begin reviewing the next round of applications for CPA funding?
Well, we're getting ready to start the cycle, and the cycle begins in autumn when we hold a public hearing. This year it will be a virtual public hearing that solicits community input on needs and opportunities that CPA can help with. So it's not a application time, but it's a time for people to say, you know, oh, the playground in my neighborhood's in terrible shape, or, oh, we've got a bunch of rundown, vacant, deteriorated houses, or whatever it is, because we're required to every year tweak our community preservation plan. Last year, we started the actual calendar year by a series of workshops that people could attend and hear about the application process and ask questions. We actually were asked for applications around April 1. We ended up delaying that because of the COVID shutdown. But assuming that things don't change, we will probably be looking for applications in March or April. We will decide that as we tweak the annual community preservation plan.
Has the pandemic affected that plan?
No. Well, it's affected all of the projects that have been funded because of the shutdowns and people working remotely, and some companies not working at all during the initial part of the shutdown. Most of the things that were funded in 2018 and 2019 haven't been completed, and many of them have not even been started. So there are a whole bunch of, for example, park projects that the Park Department had intended to be looking for designers to start the process 6 months ago, and it's only happening now.
If someone wants to get an idea in front of your committee, how should they do it?
If they're talking about a need as opposed to a specific project, they can attend the virtual public hearing. Short of that, they can contact us through cpc@springfieldcityhall.com and ask their question, and our administrative person, Karen Lee, will get back in touch with them as to their idea